Welcome back, everyone. We are at number 19, the Cartograph update with Heather. Heather, are you with us?
She is. She's got the screen.
There she is.
I am. Can you see my screen and hear me pretty well?
Both. Yeses to both, that should be.
Good afternoon, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, and our extended audience. Heather Bird, GIS Program Specialist with the Parks Division. Today I'll be talking about Cartograph. So you might be asking, well, what is Cartograph? In simplest terms, it's a web-based asset management software that works on both desktop and mobile devices. And it's used by hundreds of government agencies across the country. It's been around for almost 30 years. So here on my screen, you can see the various platforms that you can use this on, as well as a shot here of a field worker actually logging some work that he's completing. GIP uses this for a variety of purposes, and Cartograph itself can be used for way more than what I've listed here. But to do a quick little dive in, we're primarily using Cartograph for an asset inventory, and what that means is now we can see on any map where all of our assets are located. So this is a screenshot of Farm Island, and all these lines are our utilities. We also have several of our facilities, campsites, and other amenities all tied into one map. Cartograph is also being used to track our work assignments and maintenance activities, and it's used to help with preventative maintenance reminders. And a new function we're working on is using it for budget forecasting on our roads. This image here shows a model of life expectancy for an asphalt road, which is some of the behind-the-scenes tools for this budget forecasting. So, again, another deep dive into some of the functionality that we're using. Cartograph is a great tool to act as a centralized database so that we can help standardize our record keeping. And by using Cartograph, it's web-based. This database is now available from anywhere to all of our staff, which is a great tool for a lot of our new staff coming in. They may not know exactly where all of their facilities are or the history on them. So instead of diving through a file cabinet like this to find what they're looking for, they can come to one location to get all this critical information. We're also using Cartograph to help replace some of our paper inspections, to help utilize more streamlined workflows that can take advantage of automations and more GIS capabilities. Primary purpose for Cartograph is tracking that maintenance history, and this is great because it will allow us to stop relying only on memory so we can be more proactive and less reactive when key maintenance activities need to occur. And this is also a struggle we're facing as some of our more distinguished park staff are now retiring or leaving us for various reasons so that we can help track some of this missing information that might have left with them otherwise. By tracking maintenance history, you can also pick up on unusual trends or have better ideas of when those key preventative maintenance activities are coming up. We are also working on a case study to get the true cost of some of our assets. And by doing this, we're going to factor in time, staff, equipment, and material costs used to maintain some of our assets so that we're going beyond the initial build cost to see what these assets really cost us. And our case study was in the Watertown Park District, and they logged in 135 work assignments to maintain 14 boat ramps and 45 docks. And just this spring and summer alone, that totaled to over $51,000. Another use of Cartograph is to quickly assess the condition of our assets across the state. And this will
Thanks, Heather. That's really important work, and it's going to be a time saver and money saver for us in the future. Sure, appreciate that. Anybody have any questions? John?
Yeah, Heather, John, Commissioner Locken here. Does this show you elevations? Can you do an elevation of a lake or a recreational area that might be flooded someday to where the susceptible areas are?
We can using GIS if the area has been surveyed with our high-tech. There's different cameras that we can use to get that elevation. Unfortunately, LIDAR, that's a really high quality elevation model that we can use. And we do have that for the eastern part of the state currently. And I know they are actively getting LIDAR, that high quality elevation information for West River. And for water levels, that is not part of this LIDAR, which is primarily land elevation models. But there are options for what we call bathymetry that we can use. But I will also highlight that our staff, primarily in the aquatic section, actually go out and get pretty good contour elevations for our lakes that we've been presenting to the public as well. But cartograph doesn't really play a role in elevations.
Thank you.
Any other questions? You're welcome.
Any other questions for Heather? If not, thanks for the great report. Appreciate it.
Thank you.